Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, what's the verdict tonight?
Darn good.
I think we, actually, it was a damn good little speech.
Well-delivered.
Sure didn't, didn't the letters add a lot, though? You know, both Julie and Trish called us, always do, but they said my letter was so good.
Well, it's fascinating. In the comment that we've got, the number of people who've mentioned letters, which you'd expect. And
would you mention that to Price and Sapphire?
Oh, sure.
Because they both did it over Jackson.
I know. But Bill Brock, for instance, says, I thought the challenge to the American people was magnificent. I particularly liked the personalized reading of the letters. He brought it down to human terms.
Right.
Delighted by the way he's handled the political problem with profits. In other words, it was great. I think it will sell. But I was looking for one. There's one here from one of the newspaper guys that's kind of interesting on the
profits.
No, on the letters. Because
I knew the letters were good. But you know, both Ray and Bill just regurgitated, so I finally let that out of the text. I didn't put out the letters. I ad-libbed that.
That's too bad.
It's
better that way. It's better to ad-lib.
But they just don't believe in them. And I just, Bob, the letters are a gold mine. I keep telling you. Who is working on this now? Is this Andrews?
Julie Eisenhower.
Well, okay, sure.
But
I mean, to pick me out some now.
Right, the new fellow.
Believe me, it's three or four letters, not just one, but three or four. He said, or it's just like the same thing. A woman came in and brought me a flag and said, every stitch is worth 78,000 something for America. That's big stuff. That's what they want.
Yep. Well, Brady Black at the Cincinnati Inquirer says, I thought he was very effective. He touched all of the sensitive bases dealing with prices, dividends, and interest. Profits will likely be a little sensitive with labor. The whole speech made sense to me. I suppose the labor leaders will continue to attack, but I believe the president did such an impressive job that rank and file union leaders will continue their support. The president's reading of the letters, I thought, was very effective.
Good.
And that's Brady Bryan. Lou Guzzo at the Seattle PI says, I'm personally pleased it will receive about as strong approval as the August 15th message. I was disappointed, however, that the president did not say specifically that he planned to continue foreign restraints, that in our area of the country, this is very important. I think it was wise of him to give the public credit for holding the line. Reading the letters might have been corny, but I thought it was as effective as hell.
That's it.
Will you
read that to Sapphire and
sure.
Price personally?
Sure.
And say, God damn it, they've got to understand it. Tonight, that's intellectual. But the folks like letters. They want to know what
Bill,
the people
Bill Brock's the guy they
and also there's another thing. It shows you're listening.
Yeah.
I mentioned
that's
I
right.
mentioned I, that I'd met with a God Commerce minister. But the average guy I write my president, what the hell does he care? I care a great deal.
Yeah.
And you know I ad libbed quite a bit of stuff on that too. But that's good.
The Phoenix Republican didn't like it. McDowell, the editor there, has said it was tremendous imposition of controls, a stark departure from Republican policy. They were opposed to the freeze in the beginning, and their opposition's doubled now.
Yeah.
That's all right.
There's going to be some of that.
But
bound to be, because I don't like it either.
Of course not. The labor thing has been good. The news, after, you know, the commentary ran till 8 o'clock after you finished. And all the networks reported that the AFL-CIO is going to support the program.
Yeah.
And they're going to make an announcement tonight, apparently, or they would say so. So, which is good. I mean, it gave a good...
But we've got them on a spot.
Rabbi Jess Calhoun, the president of the Marine Engineers in New York, said you'll have the support of his union and should have the support of the labor movement. President of National Real Estate Brokers says it's a good move, but he's concerned about the increases in local property taxes.
Wow. God, we can't handle everything on speech.
Nope. Well, that's... And
of course, I said another thing, even back to the Phoenix guy. I said, we'll keep him as long, but it's not permanent. As soon as we finish him, we're going to get rid of him.
That's right.
That's a strong stuff.
Senator Bennett says, President did a masterful job in adding the human touch and making the mechanics disappear behind the values for the individual citizens. I'm glad again that he called on Americans to support the program, and I believe they'll give the same response in vote of confidence.
You see, here's where Price and Sapphire do not understand.
That's right.
I really believe that. Don't you agree? You've talked to them, haven't you?
No, I do. You're right.
And they say, well, this is corny, right? Isn't that their word?
Yep.
Well, for it. And Bill says, that's a little corny. All right, I'm going to use it. And Ray just says, gulps and says, okay, I'll get them. You've got to get somebody in that shop, Bob, who likes letters, and it will come up with the corny ones. Why don't you put Leonard in the goddamn job? Could you do that?
Yep.
Let him read them.
Sure.
And he can bring me up things that have moxie in it. God damn it, that's my style. I like corny stuff now and then. It's folks. Folks. You see?
Yep. Mescal of Connecticut says the telecaster is great. Message just excellent. Thinks it'll be difficult to operate the two commissions with such a small staff.
Yeah.
Thinks the president is handling the difficult issue of inflation and improvement of the economy beautifully. He wanted you to know that the Hartford Times published today a poll that shows that since April there's been a 10% increase in the number of Connecticut citizens who approve of the president's handling his job. Approval figure is now 65, disapproval 25.
Pretty good.
Hartford? Connecticut. Dick Laney at the Deseret News says, puzzled by the speech, completely at a loss because he questions who it applies to. Do they get a pay raise? The public needs more answers. There'll be some of that, but I don't think we need to worry about
that.
We know that.
Anybody that thinks, no, I'm puzzled too.
Well, and it doesn't matter because in the first place,
Connally's going to answer that tomorrow.
That's right. That's
did you notice the way I worked? I thought it was good to work. Rumsfeld, we got him in enough, didn't we?
Oh, you sure did.
And Connally's going to be on television. I announced it. That gave the Congress a lot of credit. I met with them twice.
Right. And that was good. And building Long up was great. Boy, you put a lot in the bank with that one.
That's right. He loves it. He'll love it. Good.
All our folks here were very impressed with the suit.
The light suit?
Yep.
We'll get a couple more.
Looked as good as you'd ever looked on TV. I thought so, too. It does look good. I don't know why, but it's a good feel.
You see, we go clear back to Ted Rogers here, and also also the present fellow. Brothers always said wear dark suits.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the light suits good may be right. Maybe the light suits are better.
Well,
I got a lot of them.
It's good to change around a little, too, I think, so you don't aren't always the same. And Carruthers, incidentally, he thought it was an excellent presentation. He did say that he doesn't think you should ever refer to network newscasts in a presidential speech because you lend authority to them,
that's true.
The only real authority.
Yeah, but I know, but I did that for I wanted to do it because of the Efren thing.
Sure.
And if the sons of bitches didn't carry it, they got it.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
He doesn't understand it. I know, and then give him a little.
But he made.
He's right generally, but he doesn't know why I did it.
He made the point of the excellent references to the individual viewer and established strong personal relationship. And that's, of course, what Bill's always pushing.
Well, he's right. And also,
television.
That's what the letters do. And Bob, they want to hear that. They want to hear that they matter.
I liked your thing, too, that you haven't done before, at least in that way, which is you get to the end and you say, let me sum up what we will do and what we won't do.
That was Sapphire.
And then say, we will do this, but we won't do that.
That
people understand that.
Very good.
They need a little
summing up.
Explanation.
Yeah. Tricia and Julie both liked was the conclusion where they said he gave hope, put him on the high plane, that this is a great time to be alive. That this is young people.
Yep.
They like that. They said we hear so much of the negative. Just roll the throat a little harder.
Portland Oregonian says, good statement, forthright, courageous, to the point. Program has good, sensible structure, needs public support. Should increase public confidence because it gets more factions involved.
Right there.
Omaha World Herald thought it went very well, touched all the issues, especially the profits issue. And certain Conley will be more explicit. He felt policy was fair and came to grips with the problems. Proposals weren't too surprising. Paper is happy with the way the wage price is going. Good support.
Okay.
Chicago Tribune, Kirkpatrick, felt the address was very persuasive and that the president's program has a good chance of succeeding. He's going to have to pioneer some new paths. Systems for price and wage controls have never worked before. The old-style wage and price control system of managed economy would not be acceptable.
Never.
I find this to be a rather new approach. The public reaction will be quite good, and I sincerely hope it will work. Martin Hayden says this is a prelude, not a program. The pieces have to be filled in. He's totally right in saying the public supports the original piece. They will start out supporting this program, but they will need more details. It was a good performance. Bob Ingersoll of Borg Warner says phase two, very promising. I'm a opposed to controls, but the education of the people will be salutary. I'm for this economic education. The way the president stated the limitation on controls, profits, and interest has taken the sting out of the problems and concerns. Got some congressional reaction on the wire. Chuck Percy says the most striking and most important element of the president's phase two program is its emphasis on equity. Restraint will be expected equally from labor industry, consumer service industry. Yes. Proxmire said, if there ever was a program that will require a period of trial before it can be judged, it's the president's phase two anti-inflation program. We all hope it will work. It may be soft on price restraints and therefore on profit exploitation. It may well be too soft on wage restraints. Its effects will depend on whomever the president appoints, but it may work in spite of this because of more than 5 million unemployed. But there was a very
on a spot though.
He says there's a very disturbing element in this presidential wage price package. The president is tossing virtually absolute final power over wages and prices to a pay board and a price commission that won't even be confirmed by the Senate. President will ask the Congress for a full year extension, which he in turn hands over to others. If Congress gives this power, and it very well might, it would be a flagrant congressional cop out. Congress should
confirming
the appointments.
Right.
Wright Patman says the president has taken some bold steps, but he was deeply concerned that he's confused the possibilities for effective control of interest rates. I'm puzzled and greatly surprised by the president's request for a new standby law on interest rates when he already has ample authority in this area.
Well, they got to piss on the table. They are. You know, they're not taking it on headlong.
Hugh Scott says the president has given all Americans hope that for the first time in 15 years, our country will achieve prosperity in peacetime.
Now, if the key...
Sure. Bold economic moves must be given a chance. In Congress, when the usual smoke clears, I am confident this program that stands for peace and prosperity will be thoroughly supported. Gail Boggs promised that Congress will give expeditious consideration to Nixon's legislation to close standby control. The president has spelled out a comprehensive economic program, Boggs said. All of us hope it will be successful. As soon as his legislative recommendations are received by Congress, they will be given expeditious consideration.
Right. Okay. Well, that's enough.
All right.
Fine. Thank you.
Pretty good.